was talking to this marketing guy. You know, when I talk to people who are in marketing, it's very vague. The lingo is very just kind of like run around, right? But, you know, we were just chatting and I was telling him about my business, Lux Exchange, which I might have to change because there already is a V-Lux Exchange. It's some kind of like jewelry consignment. So I can either just fight them for the name Lux Exchange, you know, LLC or S Corp or whatever, get the legal rights to the Lux Exchange. I could add an extra X in. I could call it Lux Exchange. I could call it Shop Lux Exchange. But anyways, I tell him, he's like, you know, everybody wants to know, and people in marketing kind of have that attitude of like they're very chummy, you know what I mean? A little bit of a forced optimism, charisma, like salespeople. Just, I don't know, made me feel like a little uncomfortable, like he's trying really hard to be like this, I don't know, white collar marketing kind of dude, you know? And it's like, I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about, but you can speak to me like a normal person. You don't have to use this business talk. You know, they like it, all right? We can talk, we can use business lingo if you want to use business lingo, but it always trips people out when I'm like, yeah, I mean, I know people making 600 to about a million plus in different, you know, various, you know, organizations, like seven-figure producers. You know, because they kind of always have an element of, like, they're challenging your cred, your credibility. And they're assessing you and sizing you up. But you can tell that they're kind of looking for an in to kind of, like, put a, like drop, you know, like, get a holding on it. You know what I mean? Like Batman shoots that metal hook thing that, like, attaches to the to the window and then propels him up to it. That's kind of what it feels like they're trying to do when they talk to you, like put one of those little hooks inside of you, right? See where they can kind of, they're probing for your weaknesses to exploit your weaknesses so that they can sell you their marketing services, like they're going to help you drive the bottom line, right? But sometimes it's a lot of hocus pocus bullshit. I'm, you know, marketing. I asked them, you know, who do you represent? And he was like, oh, we have, you know, I'm in the rally in North Carolina or whatever, division, and we have, you know, and we work with brands like Walmart. And I'm basically like, so what the fuck are you doing for them, you know, to make more money, which is what marketing is in the fewest amount of words, right? And I'm like, are you doing print still, or is it mostly digital? Is it social? Like, what, you know, what aspects? What projects are you working on? And it's just giving me run-of-the-mill bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, what is a successful marketing? Because, like, the marketing person is to convince you that they can help you make more money by giving you more exposure to people who are already buying and people who want your, you know, products. So, as we were kind of focusing through the Lux Exchange, he was like, so what exactly, you know, he's, like, nitpicking at little points. So I zoom out to the grand vision, and I'm like, the grand vision is everyone in North America in the $10 to $20 price point for either wholesale, outlet, or pre-owned designer labels, right? That's the circle, right? And then he's like, that's a very daunting task. How long have you been doing this for? You know, like, niggas trying to size me up. And I'm like, that's fine, bro. You can size me up. However, like, I'm doing this because I fucking enjoy it, right? I'm doing this because I think it's fun, and this is giving me a mission and a purpose to drive and synthesize everything I've ever learned about business. I'm doing this because it's fun, and I'm doing this to make a lot of money. And then, you know, the challenge is always like, so is this profitable? I'm like, motherfucker, if this wasn't profitable, why the fuck would you think I'd be doing this, all right? You know, how much money does he make? I don't know. Most people are only making between $1,000 and $200,000 in the upper levels of the middle class, right? So $200,000 high-end, unless it was his own firm. And you can kind of tell by the way they carry themselves, but you can really, if you want to know how much someone makes or what their rough kind of where they're at mentally with money, you just talk about people at various income levels, and you can see, like, he started getting really uncomfortable when I was talking about people making 600 to over a million, right? Like, it, you know, kind of trips them out a little bit. There might be slight fear or jealousness or irritation, right? Because, you know, everyone's trying to size everyone up. I'm like, dude, I already, like, have chilled with a bunch of millionaires. You know what I mean? And kind of trips them out a little bit. They want to assert, you know, class dominance on you. And, like, I don't need to exert class dominance on anybody. All I want to know is, like, you know, let's see how we could help each other out with our skills or our motivation level. You know, coming from sales, marketing people is all kind of just presentation and, you know, fucking a lot of hype, in my opinion. And hype can sell. I mean, look at Kylie and Kendall. Look at the Kardashians. Look at the Jenners. I mean, hype can definitely sell. Look at Yeezys and, you know, Supreme and Off-White. But if you ain't driving production, you're not driving production, okay? So I see Kylie and Kendall shit at Marshall's, right? So, you know, people are trying to figure out what price point, you know, they're going to live in, right? Everybody's competing, and there's probably about 6 different price points. And people are wanting to be high-end, but the market is dictating the price point based on the number of sales. So if they're not slaying high-end, then they got to drop a price point, and then they got to go to, you know, luxury. And if that doesn't sell, then they got to drop a price point, then go to the mall. If that doesn't work, they got to drop the price point, then they got to go to the outlet store or the clearance store, right? People think they're too good for Marshalls and Target and JCPenney and Gap and all that. And I'm saying, dude, people want value. I want to get fucking nice shit for like $3. I want to get a belt for like $6. I don't want to spend anything on this shit. I want value. I want durability, and I want style, and I want value. It's going to last forever. It's going to be really well made for the price, right? Higher prices, you can use more exotic materials, and you can, you know, have more embellishments. But the bottom line is stylish and durable and value. That's what the people want. America is shifting towards this consumer mindset, right? The big spenders and the going broke off your credit cards and the 1950s of the Joneses, that era of impressing people, I think, is coming to an end. The new era of value-driven consumer behavior, exemplified by Amazon, which is the number one in the world for as a marketplace. You know, they want value and they want convenience and blah blah blah. You get the point. Anyways, I just think it's funny when, you know, I talk to these marketing people who are they're trying really hard to kind of impress you and act like they're really chummy and like they're very, you know, self-important. And I'm not knocking that, but just don't overdo it, because when you overdo it, you come across as very uncomfortable. And you know, it's like, bro, if you're gonna step up, let's step up. If you're trying to compare who has a bigger dick, you know, what's your network, right? How many successful and wealthy people do you know, right? Is it your business, or are you a cog in the wheel, right? And what are you actually doing to drive performance results? You know what I'm saying? So, anywho, just a little, I don't even know anymore. I'm just saying random shit nowadays in my podcast, but I'll probably create another one when the time is right. I feel like this is all just kind of practice for my real podcast. So everything that I've been making, kind of just shooting ideas out there. I think Scientology is weird. You know, people probably get weirded out about it. So that may decrease listens and views. But simultaneously, I'm going to bring some attention to fucking a technology that's helping me. So I will rep Scientology, and I'll make Scientology more interesting than Tom Cruise ever did, right? So, anywho, keep it cranking.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.